I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The latest spike in Tokyo's COVID-19 infections has 80% of Japanese residents saying the Summer Olympics should be rescheduled again or canceled altogether. Cancellations often come with sadness. One study found that depression rose 477% among professional athletes between mid-March and August last year. Takeshi Takazawa of Asian Access says athletes and fans aren't the only ones who struggle.
The depression suicide rate has sharply shifted from older generation, now shifting into a younger generations, and also female has increased since last summer when two of the famous celebrity of Japan commit suicide.
Ask God to give believers the right words as they share Christ's hope online. And Mission Cray reaches people all around the world with repurposed English Bibles and Christian books, since many people speak English in addition to their native language. However, to better reach Central and South America, Jason Wolford says they knew they would need materials in Spanish. They'll soon be able to start producing their Mission Cray Bible in Spanish to reach those they couldn't before, and the ministry is excited for the doors that a Spanish translation will open.
So this is going to open up an opportunity for us to reach hundreds of thousands of people in South and Central America, and it's very important because a lot of the people that claim to be believers there, a big majority of them are Catholic, and of course we know that a majority of them are encouraged not to read their Bible and only hear from the priest, and so we're going to give people an opportunity to have one-on-one relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.